The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right, before we go any further, guys, I want to tell you about one of our longtime sponsors. I love these guys. Why? It's so fun to say, Jay. Yo, Kratom.
Yo, Kratom.
Yo, Kratom. Home of the $60 Kratom. So here's the thing. If you love Kratom.
$60 kilo.
$60 kilo of Kratom. Wait, I'm sorry, Jay.
Kilos of Kratom? That must mean Rodrigo is back in town.
Right. Very
like talking about everything in kilos.
So I know that if you're into Kratom, like although Sick Shannon is not here tonight, she loves Kratom. They have a ton of high quality strains, and you're getting them directly from Yo Kratom. You're getting wholesale prices. You normally pay as much as $180 for a kilo of Kratom. Or you
Even
get it at a.
If you don't like it, buy it, open it up with a switchblade, and take a little taste.
Yeah,
just take a little taste, and then look at a friend and nod, and be like, "Yeah,
and say good shit, good shit." You know, you take a little bit out and then rub it on your teeth.
Yeah,
see if it numbs it up. Good stuff.
Yeah, and you go, I guess you go, yeah, or maybe just overdo it, like overselect doing things where you maybe like take a little bit of it, and you go, "Ooh, that's the stuff right there,"
and you bang the table a little bit, you know, just to really show, and then maybe make up a country and say, "Ah, Guatemalan, all right."
Give them. $120, get dos kilos.
Wow, I didn't realize not only you're a good actor, Jay, but you're also very good with the different dialects. Very convincing.
Yeah. And fluent in Spanish. Dos kilos, just for you idiots out there, and Ralph, that's 2 kilos.
Idiots and Ralph, so I'm not in the idiots category. That's good to know. All right, go to YoCreator.com.
It's actually idiots E Ralph. Thank you.
Thank you. And we Raul or Raphael, but anyway. Go to YoCreator.com, home of the $60 kilo of Kratom, direct to you, high quality, curated Kratom. All right, let's get back into it.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The STR show. Let's go.
It is the STR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me. Once again, it is Mr. Big J Okerson on a brand new camera, looking way better than me. You look healthier and better than I do, Jay, and it's upsetting.
No way. Running Ralph? There's no way I'm in better shape than you.
You know, it's funny you should say that because first let me get some things out of the way. Follow us everywhere.
Because I can't believe you didn't open with it because it's all we talk about now.
No, I'll tell you why. First of all, follow us everywhere at the SDR show. Give us a 5-star review and all that nonsense. But so I am so used to Jay shitting on me on online, be it Facebook or Instagram. If I see that Jay Okerson has commented on something I wrote, it's going to be him shitting on me in one way, shape, or form.
Well,
so my week,
we call it a ball bust.
Sure. Well, shitting, so, ball bust.
Especially personal.
Sure. I don't take
we
it.
We are mortal enemies. And
and then I see that I posted something about one of my runs. And then I look and Jay said something like, congratulations, or great job, or whatever it was. And I was waiting for the second message, like, congratulations, you jack off or something. But it was a genuine compliment, Jay. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. And from that day forward, everywhere I went, I was running. That's Ralph Gump.
Yeah, Ralph Gump. So I'm going to introduce our guest, and I'll say, because the week started out great for me, which is Jay complimenting me. Right. Then we find out that this gorgeous girl who's joining us today from Australia, I'm going to fuck up your last name, but it's Kim Karotica. Is that how you say it? Like erotica with a K?
That's perfect. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I really thought I was going to fuck that up. So then I'll tell you, Jay, just because I'm always a man of full disclosure, Miss Karotica followed me on Instagram. And because I'm human garbage, as you know, before I made the realization that it was, oh, this is the hot girl that's on the show this week, I was literally typing out a hitting on her message and then realized, oh, shit, He's going to be on the show this week. Christ, so thank God right. I deleted it before I sent that. I sent a very professional message. But what a hot girl follows me, I immediately just try and hit on them.
What were you going to send?
I don't even remember what it was. I don't know. Oh, just something. I know I was looking at a number of pictures and was going to write something stupid. And I was like, wait a minute, that name sounds familiar.
You're and so beautiful. She... Looks like you could use a lobster dinner.
So the week started out great. Jay compliments me. A hot girl follows me. Then we find out that the hot girl's coming in the studio and we're going to play a game with her. She's going to be naked. All these things are good. I'm in a good mood on Ralph. Monday.
I think it's like it's minor hitting still keeps saying a hot girl follows me. She's followed you. It's all show related.
I know that. I didn't know that at the time. I'm saying when I this is before the mood switch. You follow?
Yeah. I'm okay. Sorry. I want you to get these little wins, dude. I don't want you to start huffing computer duster or something.
You know what? At this on Monday, it was all good. Then I realized that it was, oh, shit, you know, this girl is coming on the show. Although, great, she's going to get naked, and we're going to be in the studio again, which I always want to go back to the studio. It's hard to get guests these days. But then my uncle got really sick. I had to go take care of him, which, you know, I take care of my uncle. I went back a second day because his TV was broken because he has no contact to the outside world. I get there. It's an hour and a half away. He figured out what it was. I just turned around and came home. It was 3 hours of my day to go there and come back.
Where does he live?
Sheepshead Bay, like way the fuck out, as far as you can be without being in the water in Brooklyn, like right by Coney Island and stuff, you know, over there.
You know, doesn't want to hear any of this stuff right now? Kim.
Kim doesn't. But then lastly, then the last thing I say, then I find a fucking mouse in my apartment, which I've never seen in 11 years. Oh, made me not sleep the last 3 days.
Oh, my God, I would leave.
I couldn't. I don't do well with it. Oh, thank God I saw him leave. I came into my living room. He was walking in from the door and I was, you know, like, like a child. And he ran out the door. So thank God. And then I barricaded everything I could in front of the door. And hopefully he won't be back. But I've not slept well in 2 days. Then we find out, oh, we're not coming in the studio because it's fucking
snow. He kisses
snow.
Your lips while you're asleep, dude. He kisses your lips when you sleep.
I had a fucking exterminator come that day. I put barriers on the doors.
Oh, it nibbles on your toes. It nibbles on your toe tips.
He probably does. Oh. You don't know how much it's affected my sleep, Jay. I bet you because Kim is Australian.
He came here on a steamboat from Russia.
Can I tell you the worst thing about him, by the way, is that when I told my landlord and his response was, oh, if you get one, you're going to get more. I'm like, don't fucking tell me that.
If there's one, there's a family. And I'm telling you, they're all going to be dressed like little immigrants.
Imagine one falls on my shoulder while we're talking.
Oh, my God. Singing cute musical songs.
Kim, because you're from Australia, you probably are used to, like, this girl that I used to date from Australia. She would send me pictures of, like, giant spiders in her shower. Look what I killed today. Aussies have this idea of being tough. Are you tough?
I mean, I have lived to tell the tale, so I guess I am, yeah.
Do you listen to me screaming like a girl about a mouse and think, what a puss?
Well, apparently we have, like, 9 out of 10 of the most deadly animals in the world, but people are terrified of going to Australia. And they're like, I want to go to Australia, but I'm really afraid of sharks. And I'm like, they're just... Don't go in the ocean.
Yeah. I went to Australia and I survived, dude. No shark attacks. No contact with water. No shark attacks.
I mean, we're all over the place. We all live to tell the tale, so it can't be that bad.
But what about...
I fucking punched a kangaroo. Yeah. I made my boomerang.
What about punching kangaroo? What about kangaroo punching? Or what about, you know, didgeridoo attacks or something? I mean, is there any... The spider that the girl showed me from the shower... was like this big, like big, at least 3 inches long.
Oh yeah, huntsmen's. They're probably about this big.
But yeah,
white. You know, they're not.
I'm moving if that happens. I would never go. I could never deal with that.
Ralph, was your question? What was I doing in Australia? Well, thank you for asking. I was actually performing comedy at the Sydney Opera House for the Just for Laughs festival.
Oh, I get it. Is that what you're doing there?
That's what I was doing there, Ralph.
So yes. do you do like a lot of comedy around the world, Jay?
I'm not saying that. You just asked me why I was what I was in Australia for.
I know that you were there for that, but I know that, you know, Kim didn't know that. So we want Kim to know that you are a successful comedian.
Kim, did you hear that? I'm very sorry.
Oh, I love
Kim,
that.
You know that he
I
was
think
also.
I know where, I think I know where Kim is, literally by the hotel room. I think by the pillow, I could tell where she's at.
The pillow?
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
No, I won't tell anyone. I think she's down the block for me.
Yeah, I think I know that hotel too. I'm pretty sure I know the hotel.
I only this is where I put my parents up at, I think.
Yeah. Is it because of the lips?
Because of the lip pillows particularly, yeah.
Kim, is this your first time in New York?
No. I used to live in New York before I moved to Los Angeles, but it was too cold for me. I couldn't deal with it. I don't know how you guys do it.
I don't think it's
too
so
calm.
Bad. Too cold.
Too cold.
Oh yeah. Why the hell did you come back now?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I can deal with winter for a week. I just can't deal with it for 6 months. You know?
6 months. When were you here?
I'm gonna get some vitamin D.
The ice age. 6 months.
Oh, but she gets a glue. She's talking about like fall and the whole thing.
You don't love. I love fall and spring are the only times I like being in New York. Summer and winter is too hot.
She's not a big giant person, so she gets colder quicker in the fall.
Yeah, I love the heat. I can totally handle New York City summer. I am great in the heat.
I learned an Australian insult not that long ago. The word I think is it bogan? Is that right?
Bogan. Yeah. It's like
bam bam.
Bogan.
I watched this.
I'm not a bogan though.
I don't even know what it means. I just know it's an insult if you call somebody a bogan.
Kim, are you feeling the heat from Ralph's new runner's bod?
Oh, I am actually. I can see those muscles popping out of his shirt. It's pretty sick.
His pants right now are skin tight. He's like Michael
skin
Johnson.
Tight. Also, by the way, Jay, I was saying off air, I've become such a Peloton puss. You really would make fun of me.
Can I watch you on it and whip you?
Yeah.
Can I hold a fishing pole with a sandwich in front of you?
You know, there's a way to, I don't know if I can record it. There's a camera in it. There's a way to video, you know, stream from it somehow, but I don't know how to do that yet, but that would be great. We should both get on Peloton.
George, just send me your videos and I'll narrate them. Look at Ralph go. Look at that sumbitch go.
Amazing.
Have you ever tried it, Jay? Or Kim either. Have you ever tried like a spin bike? Because I've never tried it before this.
I've done spin classes, yeah, but I haven't done the Peloton. I'm a hula hooper and I do hula hoop dance, which is how I.
You know, you look like a hula hooper. That was
me
my
too.
Guess.
Yeah.
I'm a hula hoop legend.
In some circles, I get it. You made a little pun there.
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph.
Was that an intentional pun? Because I liked it. The thing that's weird is, and I'm sorry to talk about it so much, but. The front wheel is 10 pounds. So you can't just stop pedaling or your feet will rip off. It's really weird.
It's 10 pounds to rip your feet off, Ralph?
You could really hurt yourself. Let's put it that way.
I didn't know you were such a weak ankle dude.
The Suns are known for weak ankles.
Damn, brah.
Yeah. But you can't, like, you have to hit a button to stop it or your feet will hurt yourself. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm getting used to it. Anyway, enough of my Peloton talk. Jay, why you keep talking about it?
Wait, Peloton?
Then one last thing I want to tell you, Jay, that really made me laugh. Just so I want to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
This was also part of my week going to shit. And I know the exact moment this happened because Monday started out pretty good. And then I get a text from Shannon on Monday early enough. I get up, you know, super early because I'm old. And she texted me and said, do you have any video of you breakdancing? Because they're talking about the breakdancing in the Olympics on rap. Right.
Right.
And I would say about 20 people sent me that article that breakdancing is not part of the Olympics. And I turn on rap.
I didn't realize you were that synonymous with breakdancing.
Well, apparently, because I talk about it enough people sent it to me. But as I turn on rap, I watch them break the fucking TV in the studio. Somebody's trying to do a breakdance move and hits his knee into the TV and it breaks the TV. And that's when my week went to shit. That's when it started, Jay.
Your TV got broken?
The TV in the studio, the big TV in the studio broke.
Oh.
What's his name? What's his name? Shannon, I know you're here and you don't want to.
Ryan Long
put his knee through the TV. That's when my week went to shit. I realized it started right there. I had to take the TV out of the studio here and I brought it over there so they could have a TV for the rest of the week. And then we ordered a new one and brought that in.
Damn.
Stinks.
Why don't you keep the new one?
I should keep the new one. I'm too nice. I never charge the studio for anything. I should really be more.
Hey, Kim, I apologize. Are we getting you too wet with this conversation?
I'm sorry, Kim. But we're going to move into this. Like, Kim will be getting naked soon. I'm sorry. I had a rough week, Jay. And
Kim,
I apologize.
I don't know how many panties you packed, but I hope there's enough because this has to be just soaking you.
I mean, the Peloton talk alone.
Oh my God!
And a 50-year-old breakdancer,
running habits.
A 50-year-old breakdancer.
Breakdancing in the Olympics was, I'm sure, is a hot button topic for you, Kim.
Jay's been Australia because he's a touring comedian. These are all things.
That was the most interesting thing to her so far. That was it.
Only because you made sure the show stopped and you could get that in there clearly. All right. So here's what we're doing tonight. First of all, one last thing. Our little darling Shannon had a major surgery this week. That's why she's off camera. She had to have not a gallbladder, but her appendix removed. I think that's what it was.
It officially happened.
Yeah, Shannon, am I right? Appendix?
Yeah, my appendix so far. Yeah, Sunday night.
So far?
Out. Yeah, because now I think my gallbladder has to come out.
Why,
now
Kim's
why are
really
all your
hot.
Parts turning on you?
I wish I knew. I guess I'm just getting old. I don't know.
Yeah, she was in a lot of pain about a week or two ago, and I believe my words were, suck it up, puss. And then she had to go get actual surgery. And now she's worried that her gallbladder might also have to come out. And I do not know what a gallbladder does.
I called the chicken with Shannon often. I was very concerned about her and then didn't know she got surgery.
I'm going to ask this question to the room. What does a gallbladder do? I do not know. Jay?
You got some gall, Ralph.
it's a bladder with an extra gall. Okay, what is it, Shannon? Do you know?
No, this is what people keep telling me is that the appendix and the gallbladder, that there really isn't much of a purpose in your adult life.
There isn't, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know appendix.
That's why they both come out. You don't need to get a new one. Why
Kim,
don't you just take the gallbladder out while you're in there? Why don't you just double it up? Yeah, Kim, once again, my sincere apologies. If you want to just take your panties off now so you don't ruin them, I understand, because you have to be just gushing right now. Is that a water fountain or is it your vagina? I can't tell. Shannon, any more emergency surgeries? Anybody want to break down?
He's called room service twice to replace the sheets.
Hey, you want to see Ani, why don't you take a shit and show her how the toilet goes the other way?
I'm on it.
And, all right, so now we were going to do this in the studio. We had two games that we were going to do. One is going to be that we are going to play, where it's porn star trivia, where Jay and I are going to answer questions. We'll get into the rules in a minute on that. And then the second part, Christ. I was so excited about, which was Ani's idea, which we were going to throw G-strings or thongs on her body in different areas for points. But we can't do that because we are in Zoom world now. And because it started snowing really bad, I'm sorry, Jay. I'm a human garbage. You know, these are all my ideas. Jay always, he says, why don't we find out more about her as a person? I'm like, I don't want to know about a person. I'm just going to hit on her. All right, Ani, explain the game.
All right, Matt, and moving on.
I'm garbage. What do you want me to tell you? I'm fine with it.
The original rules were I was going to ask Jay and Ralph questions. If Jay gets questions correctly, then an article of clothing comes off. And then if Ralph gets a question correct, then an article of clothing comes on. But I think that each correct answer means that clothes should come off. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm going to let Jay, Jay's the comedic genius of the group. So I'm going to let Jay decide the rules, even though he didn't want to do any of this because he's a good person.
Personally, I'm going to let him decide. Personally, I'm against the whole thing. Kim, I'd like to know more about your family. But for the sake of the show, if I get questions correct, it'll be to take a piece of clothing off. If Ralph gets them correct, it's to put a piece of clothing on.
But then let me ask you this question, Jay. What is my incentive not to just blow the questions?
Right.
I thought your egotistical need and drive to win at all costs, no?
I think Kim getting naked, I win.
Why is that?
Because they get to see
a girl you almost computer stalked.
Yeah. Trust me, it's going to go on way past this episode, buddy.
Your abuse of power?
She will be blocking me by the end of the week.
Dude, you're getting Weinstein, dude. If I were Kim, I'd already be bringing you up on charge, you son of a bitch.
I wish
what did he make you do? Say something right now, Kim. Blink twice if he made you do something to be on the show you were uncomfortable with.
By the way, I'm so glad I did not send a message I was going to send. I don't even remember what it was, but it was going to be something shitty.
You have a great smile. You know the only thing that would look better in it? Sushi at my place.
Well, I thought you were going to say my penis.
Ralph.
All right. So I will do my best. Scout's honor. Boink. Listen,
Ralph, the game's fluid, buddy. The game is fluid. What's a better way?
You all getting naked or just me?
No, just you. Who wants to see us naked? What are you confusing something here?
Should it be porn trivia? Should she be playing to keep her clothes on?
That makes more sense. I like that idea. That's good. See, Jay, that makes sense.
So, Kim, if you get a question right in porn trivia, then you put an article of clothing back on.
Perfect.
And Jay and I will consult on the questions asked to us as a group.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
That works for me. That works for me. What is up, my fellow addicts? It is Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J Okerson. Hi, Sunshine.
Hi.
This week we have a gorgeous Australian porn star, tall, beautiful Kim Carotica.
I actually messed up at first. It's going to sound a little weird for the first half of the show because I thought we were interviewing Instagram influencer and karate master Kim Carotica.
Yeah.
But it's a different spelling, and I felt like an ass.
Showed up in a full gi and had all these questions lined up.
Was ready to go. I had on my glove. I had on my open palm gloves.
Yeah, he was showing his crane moves.
Roll. She was confused by the whole thing. But she shows her pussy.
Yeah, and the weird thing though, it took you 35 minutes to realize it wasn't the same person. That was
I asked so many questions. I asked her if this was the correct kata for my green belt, and she just looked puzzled. I thought her mic wasn't working.
Yeah, but and it was amazing that you just kept doubling down on it when she had no idea what you were talking about. You still thought it was
Kim. I broke Christine's shoulder with clavicle kicks. I was doing just axe kicks down from the top, raining them down.
Out of anger because she didn't know the answers.
Just trying to get some rise out of it. And she was just, and then we realized the thing, Kim Carotica. Yeah.
And then she showed her bush, so it all works out. We do the show.
So at the end of that, it all ends. It ends fine.
Yeah, so thank God. We do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday. Use the code SDR30 for a 30-day free trial. The show is at 9 p.m. every week, Wednesday and Saturday, gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Or you could have heard the show 5 days earlier if you subscribed at Gas Digital. No commercials or anything like that in HD and the full catalog and 20 other shows. But here it is right now, the Kim Carotica, not Karateka, or whatever it was.
Karateka.
Karateka. Of the SDR show. Ani, where did you come up with these questions? Let me ask you that. Did you scour the internet? Did you ask your man?
The internet, porn sites, porn trivia sites, and Lainey.
Okay, Lainey's a good resource, I'm sure.
By the way, we could also still be me versus Ralph in this. We shouldn't be able to double team, no pun intended, Kim. We should be yeah, man, if anything we said so far dried her up, that was it. But I'm saying, you know what I mean? It could still be kind of me versus you.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
More things off.
Now, let me ask you this,
it's a little unfair if we consult and she's right, only okay. herself.
And I will not Google, even though my initial urge was to just Google the answers. Okay. Kim, do you have some sort of funky tattoo on your left hand? Did I just see that? Or was that like a...
Oh, yeah, it's a wing.
Ooh.
All right. Is there one on each one and you put them together and pretend you're flying, or there's just one?
Oh, that would be opposites, Ralph.
Oh, so not if she did it this way. She could do it like this.
There is another one, but it's on someone else's hand.
Oh, how romantic. Well, now I'm never going to send that message, Jay.
Or Ralph, if I were you, Ralph, I would just go get the other half of that tattoo done.
I'll be over in an hour. I just screenshotted it.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's up, wing baby?
Don't lose faith. It might not be a boyfriend or a husband, Ralph, because me and Lewis have tattoos you can touch together.
That's true. Also, maybe it's like a childhood friend. Maybe it could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm back in. I feel that her reaction means that I nailed it. That's why I think that her reaction was too like, he nailed it kind of thing.
Oh, I'll be honest, Ralph. And I tell you, I do pride myself in one thing, reading people. Mm-hmm. I think she wants you to put the full court press on as soon as the show is over. I think she really would like you to really just throw the house at it, just everything in the kitchen sink and try to make it a reality.
Yeah, Jay reads people really well.
It's one thing I pride myself on.
I think you're right. Wait till you check your DMs in about 25 minutes. All right. So, Ani, all right, let's start the porn trivia game.
Ralph, I'm just seeing, I can tell by the twinkle in her smile. She wants you to go unsolicited dick pic heavy.
I'm just going to go to my archives. I'll pull some nice ones out.
Dick pic after dick pic after dick pic. And just different outfits, different poses.
All night long, it's going to bling, bling, bling.
Yeah. Different, like maybe put some different emotions on them.
All right. You know what, Jay? You've never steered me in the wrong direction. So I trust you. If this goes the wrong way, I have no one to blame but you. So I'm going to get it started.
I'm your sensei.
You may want to be in for a long night, Kim. So you may want to get some coffee in you or something, because you're going to get a lot of pictures. All right. So listen. Here.
How? What floor are you on over there? Can Ralph scale it, you think? I think he could. The guy's been jogging. The guy's cardio is up.
We also already know the hotel, so the battle's over.
Guy's cardio is on point. So if you want to go Spider-Man down that fucking tower.
By the way, Shannon is not feeling great, so she's going to call it a night. So Shannon, feel better.
Shannon.
Sorry, Shanoons.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show. I freaking hope that my fever is starting to go up, so I'm going to just lay down.
Jesus Christ. By the way, this is how dedicated Shannon is, Jay. She wanted, like, she was going to come in today. Like, she's so crazy that she didn't want to miss an episode. It's nuts. By the way, I do this.
It really makes me sad because it tells me she just has nothing at home. No love, and no one cares about her. Yeah. She can't wait. She'd rather just come in and be berated by Lewis.
Yeah, at least she has someone to talk to. So why not?
Her gallbladder. Man, you're like when that guy in The Green Mile or Shawshank Redemption or Ralph talks to a mouse at night because he's lonely.
Yeah, well, my mouse is probably here somewhere listening to
Mr. this. Mr. Bojangles? Did you name him?
All right, so Ani, I'll let Jay go first as the questions go asked, and then it'll go to Kim, then to me, and we'll continue in that order.
Okay.
Because that way it goes potentially off, on, off, etc.
I hope Lainey kept it on and paid attention to our ages in this on the questions she's throwing. I hope she's not throwing like heavy. If you're going heavy current pornography, I'm gonna whiff on some names.
I'm gonna whiff on everything. My porn knowledge is awful.
Oh, here we go, Ralph. I don't jerk off at all. Who needs it? Because it's raining pussy on me all the time.
Well, by the way, it's because Kim's copying my DMs. Kim is copying my DMs.
Fuck your mouse. Fuck you and your mouse.
By the way, he was also he was black. So I don't know if he was a mouse. Maybe he was a little rat.
God. Oh my God. Why does color matter? What difference does that make?
Is that right? Do mice come in black? I don't even know.
Well, you said that's how he broke into your house because he was a black mouse? I don't know that, dude. That means nothing, dude. You're saying crazy shit.
He was
right
late
now.
For a rally. That's why he was here.
I don't want to hear that. I hope it's wearing a sombrero.
All right, honey. We'll start. Right. Jade's getting the first question. And then Miss Kim Karateka will, by the way, Karateka was a great video game. All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get you excited again. And we'll get this started. Go ahead, Ani, start the questions. Thank you, Ani, for doing this, by the way, because Shannon is probably vomiting somewhere right now.
No, I hope Ani, not.
Thank you. By your shirt, Ani, I could tell that you were stealing from the rich and giving to the poor earlier. So
100%.
Thank you for taking a break from Robin Hooding to be here with us.
All right. So first question, what porn star was featured in the Eminem video "We Made You"?
Fuck.
Let me ask you this. Wait, Jay, what about this? Maybe the first person to answer it is what happens.
Ooh.
What do you think of that, Jay?
Sure.
That makes more sense. That way we're all in the same game together.
Okay.
That way it makes more sense.
If I get it or you get it, something
she
comes
gets closed off. Yeah, and whoever goes first, you know, whoever raises their hand first. So Kim raised her hand first. I feel like Kim knows the answer to that.
Sure. Might be the only one I know the answer to. Is it Lisa Ann?
It is.
Wow, I did not know that. Lisa Ann used to have a show on this network.
Really?
Wow. I know Lisa very well, and I did not know she was in
Eminem. I don't have any more clothes to put on.
Maybe put a hat on or put the pillow on your lap or something. I don't know.
Why don't you just throw on the robe? It's got to be a hotel robe or something.
Yeah, she had a pillow on her lap. That's fine.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Okay, question number two, Ani.
While she has a pillow down there to sop everything up, anything you want to throw about video games or something?
Yeah, so Karateka was a really good video game for the Commodore 64 in the early 80s. Oh,
there you go.
But they spelled it slightly differently.
Oh, in between break dances, you would build your own Commodore 64s.
Yeah, and by the way, let me say this. The heartbreaking first message I did get from Kim was that I spelt her name wrong on, although it wasn't my fault. It was the social media team. And I went, that's when everything started to fall apart this week. Thanks, Kim. Thanks so much. All right, Ani, next question.
Next question. What porn star was one of Charlie Sheen's so-called angels?
I know, Brie Olson.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Pillow gone.
Correct.
All right, we're back where we began. Not so bad, Jay. Thank you. I knew it was a Bree something, but I didn't know the last name. So good. Thank you, Jay.
That was a goodie.
All right, next question. Who was the first female African-American porn star?
Jay, that should be you. Jay, you love the black African-American? African-American porn.
The porn star, though, they're saying, which might make a big
female
difference.
Female African-American.
What about the girl that was... No, not, that was much later. The girl that was on our show was much later.
It's not a... I think she's Hispanic, who I'm thinking of.
Kim is not even have a idea.
I'll take a guess.
To me, it's am I wrong, Jay, to thinking that as far as star, that HH who was on the show, or is that much later already?
Is it Desiree?
Can we just go with Desiree?
Desiree. West?
It is.
Holy shit.
Ding, ding, ding.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Desiree West.
Jay, you human garbage that you know that answer.
Right.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The one more article.
Because I care about the progress of black people. Oh, yeah, Ralph. It's so terrible.
You don't care about my mouse at all. Oh, all right. So, Kim, another article of clothing. Let's take the jacket off. Oh, this doesn't seem like she has that much clothes on. So I think we're in a good shape.
I love that jacket.
That is a cool jacket. Mm-hmm. She's just trying to get onto my rock and roll side. I get it.
That blouse?
I get it. I get it. She knows I'm a rock guy. She wants to show off the rock and roll leather stuff. I get it.
I love leather.
All right, Ani, next one.
Next question. Which female porn star holds the record for largest gangbang?
Ooh, okay. All right, there's going to be a lot. This is going to be highly argued here. Because you got Annabelle Chong, who banged out the first one. Then Jasmine St. Clair came in. Then Houston 500, but I believe Spontaneous Ecstasy threw some crazy number out there. But I don't know which one registers as the official, Ralph.
Oh, my God, Jay. Your knowledge is unbelievable.
Oh, just about world's biggest gangbangs. I think as far as record, where they actually count the record, I'm going to say Houston 500. Houston.
God damn it. Thank God Jay is on my team.
Bonus points if you know how many dicks.
It wasn't 500.
No.
It was
486.
No, I want to say it was like, it wasn't, I don't think it was half. I think it's half.
Wait, so can
300 dicks?
Mm-mm.
No. How many?
I had 620.
Whoa, over. She went over.
Oh, she had over. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Bitch.
What year was that? Do you know, Jay? Jay Orani, do you know what year that was, roughly?
99, maybe, something like that.
That's crazy.
Maybe a 98 or 99.
I've never, I know, Jay, you're not going to believe me, but I'm saying it anyway. I've never watched a gangbang, you know, groupie thing like that. Is it insert and out to count? How do they count each number?
Ani, just, can you
answer the question, Jay? I'm sorry. Answer the question, please.
I think you just... They're each, I don't know. Is I think it's each out.
You've never watched a gangbang.
No, I'm being serious. I swear on my life, I've never watched a gangbang. So I'm asking you, is it in and out counts as one? And the guy gives a clicker and they go to the next one.
For that one, I believe.
Oh, for that, all gangbangs aren't ranked in amounts.
I mean, for this one, for the ones that are like that, where they're trying to get as many guys as possible, is it just in and out next?
I think so.
Right. No, I think they have to pump a little bit, and I think loads possibly count. And I'm sorry to use industry
really?
Term there, Kim.
Is that the technical
load
term?
Count, I believe load count is also a factor.
Well, then it wouldn't be in and out. That would just be insertion, so that's a whole different thing. Kim, do you have any input on this?
There's people being fluffed. They're being fluffed the whole time, so by the time they get in there, I think they just got to pop real quick, you know?
What if a guy premature ejaculates, but he's part of the team? Does that count as one?
Ralph, can you please stop dominating Kim while she's trying to talk? Kim, please, I'm sorry.
In and out. In and out counts.
But in and out counts. Okay. Yeah.
Damn. That's merch right there.
All right.
Hello, holiday mugs.
Wait, you didn't take off the next article of clothing. Jay was right.
Damn, Ralph, can't we just play a game?
No, I don't want to see
Ralph's
things.
Very aggressive.
I want to see the girl that I'm never going to have sex with. Let's do this.
Ralph, you're going to see plenty of this girl. She's going to be from a tree branch or whatever weird thing you're doing.
Wow. Holy good shit. Fun.
Would you believe she didn't even know this was going to happen tonight?
Oh, my God. Of course, the camera starts.
I shit you not. This was just under her sweats before we started.
And we lost her. We lost her fucking feed.
Well, that's not a terrible time.
Yeah.
It's a good freeze screen.
It's a good freeze screen. While we're waiting for her to come back. Oh, she's back. Okay. Your camera cut out for a second there, Kim Karataka, and it's not, doesn't seem to.
It couldn't handle all the heat.
It couldn't, yeah. Couldn't handle the ass. It bailed.
It broke the internet.
Your ass broke the internet.
Yeah. Or you squirted and frizzed out the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's because she's so wet awesome. From our Nothing earlier else. Conversation.
Commodore 64 story.
Can I ask Kim?
We can't hear her at all.
Kim, can you talk? Oh, we don't hear you anymore. Your mic went out.
Oh.
No, now it's back. That's weird. And it's out again. That's really fucking weird.
Oh, no.
Oh, and now it's back.
Well, okay. Let's just
keep cutting in and out. This is like a fun game right now. Let's see if she is. Kim, how tall are you, by the way?
I am 5'10".
Oh, God damn it. I just made it so much better.
That means you can legally fight Ralph.
5'10".
God damn it. That hurts. Oh,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, hear you now.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I'm 5'10".
That's Ralph's 7'1".
Jay is 6'3", I think. Am I right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6'5". So it's a good height to be when we...
Five? Damn.
Yeah, I'm a big man.
Wow. All right,
move on to the next question, Ani, please.
So when this guy does a breakdance airplane spin, back the fuck up.
By the way, Jay, when they played my video, they played my video on rap from 35 years ago, I guess, at this point, and they were impressed with my old breakdancing moves. So you can go fuck yourself.
They weren't impressed.
They were impressed. I was 35 years ago, for God's sakes.
Totally.
All right, Ani, next question.
All right. You know,
I'm so happy Jay's on my team because I have not gotten a single question even close to right.
Mm-mm, not one.
And all right. Honest, Kim, I'd like to call and say that we're friends already, but I say something. I'm dusting your ass in this game.
Unmatched right now. Okay. Next question is, how long is the average erect penis?
Oh, I think I know the answer to that. But if I get it wrong, does that mean she puts on an item of clothes?
In America.
That is a good question. Which country? I have inches here.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer.
Uh-huh. I think I do too.
I'm going to let Jay, you haven't been wrong.
Kim
yet.
Answer.
Kim answer. Go, Kim.
I'm going to say 4.
God damn it. Now she's even hotter.
4?
Close.
4 is average?
If she thinks 4 is average, I'm killing it.
You fucking rule. I'm going to go 5¾ inches.
I thought it was. What'd you say?
Very close.
I thought it was 5.6. What is it?
5.16.
Oh, wow. Jay, you're knowing your shit.
Really? Well, but
no one really got it, though.
No one got it. That's really stupid, though. And we're not going to go with point decimals for this. She was an inch off.
Yeah.
Jay nailed it. Jay was a quarter of an inch off, or not even. So I'm going to give it.
I said no one gets it.
I was going to give it to Jay.
It's not Price is Right rules. Stop trying to bully this girl out of her clothing, Ralph. There's a family who loves her, you know?
I've been in quarantine. I haven't seen naked women. Well, I really want to.
I'm going to need you to leave your hands where I can see them if she takes more stuff.
If you don't see my hands, it's because I'm strangling a mouse.
Is that what you're calling it these days? What are you doing, Ralph? Strangling your mouse again?
Strangling my mouse. All right, let's move on, Ani. Nothing happens that round. Ani, next question.
All right, next question. What heterosexual world famous male porn star had the ability to self-belate?
Ron Jeremy.
That was the only answer I had also.
Can I say something? Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Because I feel she did raise her hand. I didn't.
I did. Yeah, I was going to say Ron Jeremy.
I mean, I was going to say it also, but I mean, the truth is
we got to raise hands. That's
we got to raise hands. And I got to give it to Kim.
Now,
okay. Do you want to go? You want to call it a draw, Jay, or you want to give it to Kim?
I would say it's a draw.
Okay, that's fair. I think you're right because and that's fine. I'm giving it a draw. I'm fine with a draw. All right, Ani, next question. By the way, Ron Jeremy did do the show once, and I have to bring this up. I've had this in my notes. I forgot to bring this up. The last couple of weeks, we've been referencing older shows for different reasons. And because only the newest 15 episodes are on for free, I've gotten emails saying, how come you mentioned this? It's not on the show. There's 300 episodes. So if you want the older episodes, it's at Gas Digital. So Use the code SDR30.
Ron Jeremy was on before he went to prison for 200 and some years.
Yes. He went on before all the stuff. He was liked back then.
Before. When he was just an old dirty grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. He also thought I was handsome. It really made me happy. Code SDR30 at Gas Digital Network. You get a 30-day free trial. Because last week we were talking about Candlebox with the guy from Godsmack. And I got an email saying, when was Candlebox on? It was like a year ago. So just that's why. I'm sorry to get off topic for a second, but I just felt that needed to be said. So we will now move on.
Kim, are you okay over there? Are you not drowning in your own juices, are you? That Ralph talked about Candlebox with Godsmack, are you?
It's soaking right over here.
Oh my God!
You need to put the pillow under you to soak up some more.
They're gonna keep your deposit.
All right, Ani, next question, please.
Next question: what porn actress holds the record for world's largest blowbang, oral sex with 249 men in a 14-hour span?
Jesus, that's a fucking job.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Blowbang.
I don't like the term blowbang, by the way. It's a dumb name.
No, it's
like
not.
Blow off would be better, or I don't know. Just blowbang is.
No, it makes total sense, Ralph. It's a gangbang, but just mouth stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bang means sex.
Oh, man. I got two names.
I don't think Kim has any clue.
I have no idea.
Summer Night?
That's correct.
Fucking A.
That is correct.
Jesus Christ, Jay. You are human garbage. This is amazing. Whoa.
Just killing it.
God damn it. She's 5'10". She's Australian. She has an incredible ass. Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing that you just like the garter hanging thing holder?
Is it the garter belt?
The garter belt. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You are no class.
You're the guy that just pulled out summer whatever for the blow bang and I have no class?
I'm sorry. No questions. I interview people and I understand people and talk to them.
Huh. Is that what you do?
There's one more question, and then there's a bonus question.
Okay, well, how many more items does she have left on? I think she has three, if I'm not mistaken. Two, okay.
All right. So, who was the last porn star in Playboy?
Oh, fuck.
Come on.
I don't know. I was going to say something you were going to hate, Jay, so I decided not to.
Give you guys all a chance.
Yeah, you want me to tell you something, Jay, that you're going to fucking hate? And I'll tell you anyway, just because... I know how much you love when I bring up shit that you don't believe. I had sex with the last naked woman in Playboy. She's a Russian girl. And she was the last woman that was in Playboy as a naked. Remember they went to. Jay can't cancel this camera. For those of you that are listening audio. If you remember when they went to no nudity for a while, then they said, oh, fuck it. They went back to nudity. I don't know if they still exist as a magazine, do they? I don't even know. Jay, come back. Anyway, go ahead, Jay. You have the answer. I know you do.
I believe Angela Summers.
That is correct. Unbelievable.
Fucking A, Jay. Wow.
Unbelievable.
You're really good at this, Jay.
I know a little bit about, I know a lot about a little bit.
All right. And now this is going to happen.
Ralph, you're such an American Pie character.
Man, she is really something. She is something. She now, for the audio listeners, which I used to narrate, but I've gotten so used to our video platform, she now has everything off but boots and G-string, I'm assuming.
Boots and a G-string.
Some sort of thong or something.
Awesome abs. Awesome.
Good abs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are in good shape, woman. It's that Australian diet. I don't know
Christine,
what it is.
Come look at Kim Karateka.
Yeah, she's definitely
fucking ab outlines. Hang on. My girlfriend's
abs.
Bisexual. She's gonna go, she's gonna get squishy over it.
Yeah, come take a look at Kim Karateka while we all still can.
Huh?
What'd she say? Looked.
She said so fit.
Oh. How did she even look? I didn't see her look.
What a nice compliment. So fit.
Squats helps your abs.
What'd you say?
I do lots of squats, and when you do squats, it helps your abs.
Wow, you just want to get tons of DMs from me. I feel like is what you're saying.
Hey, you want to compare ab routines?
Hey, you want to come over and maybe do squats together? Hey.
Use my Peloton bike.
Want to come use my Peloton? All right, so we're on the last question, Ani, and a last bonus. Question. Or this is the last. This is the last question.
Last question. How many porn stars has Ralph Sutton had sex with?
Oh, less I don't even know. Or more I don't even 10? Know the answer to that. How many?
Less or more than 10?
Mm-hmm. That's a Lainey personal. Question.
Is it the last question?
It is.
You know what's funny? I'm not even 100% sure. She must have fucking done the count. I don't even know.
Well, more or less than 10.
I'll let Jay guess because I don't even know. I'm still assuming she knows the
porn
answer.
Porn stars.
Lane. Porn stars.
Less than 10.
I think that's right.
It's fair.
Is that right?
It seems like that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
There's
that's
no question. It says Ralph can answer that one. So
oh, I can answer that. I think it's right. Less than 10. I'm pretty sure it's less than 10. If I had to guess, it's like 6. I guess.
I really wish there was another question. You really gave a number. What a jag off.
Well, it's less than 10. I'm guessing. It could be 2.
Jag off.
It could be 2.
Who knows? I mean, you know.
I don't know. I think Lainey would know. I have really bad memory.
A lot of times after they take a ride on the old Ralph machine, they need to go pro.
How many DMs of porn stars has
oh
Ralph?
Oh, my God. Thousands. I have no shame. Yeah. I don't care. I'll, you know, it's a numbers game. And just keep reaching out to people like a human garbage.
I have a question. How strong of suction cups is Ralph going to need on his feet and hands to scale that hotel to look inside of Kim's window?
So Jay got that right, by the way. So that's the end of this one. And she gets she's going to take off the last article of clothing.
Oh, Ralph, you son of a bitch. Wait, Ralph, Bush or no Bush? Guess. What's the
I'm
guess?
Going 100%
wait,
no Bush.
Wait, hang on,
100%
Kim.
No Bush.
Bald. Everyone's saying bald?
I'm saying
I'm gonna
bald.
Say I'm going to say a little something in hopes.
But by the way,
I'm betting with my
heart. Her ass is phenomenal.
Ralph, compliment something else for Christ's sakes.
That's all I'm looking at on the screen
how
right
smooth
now.
Smooth it is.
Her hair is lovely.
Pow!
Bald.
Bald.
Totally bald. Like a kangaroo pouch.
That should have been the last question.
Yeah, that should have been the last question, but it doesn't matter. That's amazing. Kim, you are going to get so many DMs. Oh, my
Ralph,
God.
You're
I'm so
speechless sad. Over it.
Like, I mean, she's 5'10". Any I've girl never. Over 5'8", I'm automatically attracted to.
But
I can't
I'll
help
tell you
it.
What. I'll tell you what. You are, can I tell you something as a New Yorker myself? What you're doing for somebody right now, looking out of their window, into those windows next to you, is the Lord's work.
Yeah. And by the way, by somebody, you mean me in about 25 minutes.
Go press tam the window. Slap your butt cheeks on the window. The old press tam.
Wow.
Yeah, look at them.
Look at
I'm
that.
Telling you, that's such a score. That's such a win for somebody outside that window. You have no idea.
That's so cool.
Some homeless man is so happy.
I'm so proud of you. You really did. You know what? That's charity right there. That's hands-on. That's hands-on charity right there.
It's Christmas kindness.
Ani, you and crippled-ass Shannon, maybe you guys think about spreading gash a little bit more in your windows.
Yeah, for God's sake, do some charity work. What's wrong with you guys?
We got to import this young lady. We got to import this young lady from down under to pick up all the slack on the window gash flashing.
Ani, there's a fucking pandemic. Show your fucking sniz.
For Christ's sakes, why can't we solve this problem domestically instead of having to go all international?
I'm sorry you have to outsource. I'm sorry.
What the fuck? All right, so let's do this. Let's do the first with her, then we'll do the plugs. Because, boy, when you're looking at a 5'10" Aussie, the hour goes fast.
Yeah.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
All right, so the name of the show
He's
is Sex,
laying
Drugs,
the groundwork. It's making me so furious.
What'd you say?
All your groundwork laying is making me so furious. 5'10", because what you're doing is you're setting up for not to be weird when you hit it.
No,
up
I'm
later.
Not going to.
And
I
you
know.
Go,
listen, Jay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you actually going?
I
you
am
go,
so not.
5'10", he goes, it's so rare to meet a girl. It's that tall. It's pretty awesome. We should take a picture together.
Thanks for doing the show. You should come check out.
Anyway. Christine's even laughing at how right I am, and she has she's hearing nothing but me.
All right, so the name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. We ask every guest on the show since the dawn of time their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll, meaning the first concert you went to, but hopefully a band we're going to know. It doesn't have to be rock. It could be any genre, just the first show you went to on your own volition.
It was Linkin Park.
Oh, that's a good one. How old were you? Can you say that, or you don't want to answer that?
I was 15.
Wow. Did they play Australia, or were you here?
No, in Australia. They came to Australia.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. That's awesome. I like that. She should have rock chick, Jay.
Was it from their first album? when they first came out?
Don't know what their first album was, but okay. when they were popular. They were really
did you go on your own volition, or the dude with the other half of the wing took you there?
No, I went on my own volition.
Jay. And now the first drug you ever did, ideally not pot, unless you never did pot, whatever the first drug was after pot, unless pot was the first drug, the worst drug you ever did.
So the first one was pot. So the first drug after that was I ecstasy.
Wow. How old were you?
I think I was 19.
And did you love it?
I loved it. I smiled so much that my
ecstasy, Ralph,
felt like it was going to fall off.
Well, some people like me, I did a bad time with Molly. I don't do good with that. And it's pretty much roughly the same thing.
You're insane. Oh, it's awesome.
I could not. I was like, how long does this last?
Right, let me make a note. Hold on. Get ecstasy before going.
Kim,
to
just so you know,
hotel.
A block away from where you are, we have ecstasy.
Yeah, just so you know.
No, I'm lying. We don't have ecstasy. We have Molly.
Oh, not the same.
God, Jay.
It's the same.
You should have just said it was ecstasy. Why would you?
Why?
Know?
You want to lie to her?
Well, it's the same thing almost, right? Isn't like one ingredient missing?
It is, but you got to say if it's not one and it's the other.
And then when she gets there, you go, I met Molly, and she's already there.
And then, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, now scream all you want. You're miles from where anybody could hear you.
Yeah, exactly. This is that you're taking things out of my playbook.
You're here now. Too late. Put this ball gag in. If you want to see your family again, you put this ball gag in.
And let me get your passport while we're at it. Now, the first time you had sex, how old were you?
I was 15.
15, a big year for you. That's also the same for everything else. Was it a boyfriend? Was it a one-time thing?
It was a boyfriend. I wrote him a letter and I asked him to take my virginity. I planned the whole thing.
You wrote him a letter?
Yeah.
Is that because Australia doesn't have phones?
I'm kind of a control freak. So I wanted it all to be.
Did he send it by courier prairie dog?
Kangaroo. Was prairie dogs are also Australian? I recently
hit him up because I asked him if he still has that letter because I was like so curious.
Oh, by the way, you know how disappointed he was when you hit him up the follow up was, can you have that letter?
He doesn't have the letter anymore. But
I'm just saying
he thought you wanted to fuck again.
Yeah. And instead he says, she's basically, hey, can you go clean out your basement and look for that letter?
I want to see it.
All right. Well, I will say this, Kim. Get all your plugs in first, Kim.
Okay. Yeah.
Before Ralph puts all his plugs in.
Hey-o. Pow, pow.
So my Instagram, my new Instagram, because my other one just got deleted. So I'm starting again. But my new Instagram is kim.kerotica. Kerotica is with two Ks. And my Twitter is Kimberly K Model. And if you go to KimberlyKModel.com, that is my website, and that will lead you to my OnlyFans.
Can I ask you a question about the Instagram deletion?
Yes.
Do you get a warning, or they just delete you?
Just one day woke up and deleted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I know your old page had, because it says it on your thing, because I was stalking you, of course, and it said your old page had over 100,000 followers, and then you just wake up one day. You did, I know on some sites you get a strike and then you have to watch what you're doing. But on Instagram, they just take it down. That's fucked up. That's really crazy. Sorry to hear that.
I had many strikes. I was really.
Oh, you already had strikes. Okay, that's fine. That's a little different. Okay, I get it now. Okay, and
Ralph's
so you're
been showing. Ralph's been showing a lot of left ball in his pictures lately.
Yeah, but mine is tasteful, Jay. So it's a little different.
It's getting some heat, though.
Yeah. So give
it. Well,
I don't know.
Ralph. Real nice, dude. Way to butter her up.
Jay, it's called negging.
Tell her she has no class.
It's called negging.
Damn, dude. I don't even know who you've become.
So on your Instagram is a link to your OnlyFans page. I saw that as well. Kim, thank you so much for coming on the show. Let's go around and do plugs. Jay, your plug, sir.
I always do. I'm on the As of Now tour, where I tell people As of Now I'm booked to do these gigs, but. Who knows when it gets there, but in second weekend of January, I believe I should be in Nashville at Zany's. BigJComedy.com. A bunch of dates coming up, but, you know, we'll see. Hopefully they can happen in places where they can and it's all safe. I'll do as much as I can. But in the meantime, listen to Six and Jump, Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. Of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And watch my specials on Netflix and Comedy Central.
And Ani, you know, you're here for the second time on the show. You might as well get some plugs in.
Sure. Follow me on Instagram at Ani underscore Moosh. Check out my new website, AniMooshMedia.com. And also follow my shop page at Buy underscore Moosh.
I'm going to say one thing, Kim. What I didn't like, you said Kim Karotica with two Ks. And I think some people might think that you meant KK Erotica, but you meant K in the beginning and K to replace the C for Karotica. Just so that people know, because audio listeners would not recognize that. So I wanted to make the clarification. Yeah,
I tweeted out kkk.com.
Yeah, of course. By the way, that's just
is that
every
wrong?
Day.
Is that not your website?
That's what Jay just tweets out. That just Jay tweets that every day.
Oh, God. I put out the wrong website for you. I'm so sorry.
Only because Instagram wouldn't accept my name. They won't accept any name that has the word erotica in it. But that's why I replaced it with the K, and so it got through. So that's
okay.
It.
No wonder your page got shut down trying to buck the system.
I know.
If you follow me everywhere, it's at I Am Ralph Sutton. I'm on Chip Chipperson this week. I'll be on my old radio station, Jay. WDHA is having me on this week to talk about the book that I have out now, The 100% Guaranteed Guide to Weight Loss and Fitness, that is out and available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
What are they going to talk to you about?
Say again?
What are they going to talk to you about?
Just talk about the book.
What are you going to say about the book?
My Guaranteed Guide to Weight Loss and Fitness.
It's a sight gag.
I know it is. But I'm going to talk to them. I want to explain what the book is on the show. They asked me to come on. I'm not going to.
So you're
say
doing
no.
a six. You're doing a 6-second segment.
Probably a 3-minute. Probably 2 minutes. I guess 2 or 3 minutes tops. Well, what's it going to be? It's radio. Radio's 2 minutes. When are you going to talk more than 2 minutes on radio? That's what it is these days.
I love you so much,
Kim. Thank you. I will say this, Kim. I promise you, I will not bother you on DM. But you are idiotically beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
He will be. If you wonder where that shadow is under your hotel door, it's Ralph trying to smell your room.
Oh, I'll be. I know that she's leaving town tomorrow. I'll be standing out in front of the hotel all night just waiting.
Yeah. So. Oh, funny running into you here. Get in the goddamn van.
Yeah, as I'm frozen solid. What's a weird thing that you're here? Yeah. We always end the show with a song of the week. I, in honor of Australia, though I think you're too young to know this band, it's one of my favorite bands from Australia called the Screaming Jets. The song is called Better, and we'll play that on the playlist. And we'll see everybody next week on the SDR show. And next week, Jay, the next time you're on, and it's this coming Wednesday, we are going to bring on some ex-girlfriends of mine and just really make fun of me for the entire hour. That is going to be rough. Okay. Kim, you could come on and talk about how many times they DM'd you since then.
I'd love
that. See you next week on the SDR show. We could start again.
SDR Show.